folks. Wayne Elliott here with you today, your honored guest, guest host, rather. And I'm with Dr. Michael Garko. The number for the Powermall, folks, if you want to call in to order some of the fine products or any of them, is 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. You can go on the Power Hour website. You can hear past shows and all the rest at www.thepowermall.com. PowerHour.com. And to order online or get more information, the Power Mall address is thepowermall.com. Or the phone number again, 877-817-9829. They very much appreciate your support and your business, and they do a great job and have great products. And I hope you will order your products from the Power Mall. Jay and Catherine are there, just some great people that will look after your order and care about what you do. And if you want to call into the show and say hello to Dr. Garko, some of his fans from years past, or anyone else, please do. You can call in at 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Dr. Garko, I know, having done your show as a guest 50 times last year, that you had a great audience, and so many calls would come in, you really had a great show. It was a shame that the owners had to do whatever they did and, after such a successful run. But I've been on the show with you enough times where different folks call in, and health stores and everybody else. I met a lot of people on your show, actually.
Absolutely. And of course, yeah, you know, and I was just telling your producer that, you know, when you're on the radio, that's mediated communication. There's a piece of technology that becomes between you and the listener, or if it's TV, and the viewer. Nevertheless, with radio, you can develop relationships with the audience and individuals in the audience that is very meaningful. And I would love it if members of this audience would call in. I always enjoyed talking to people when they would call in, and I would always take my time and spend time with them. I never rushed and pushed and got them out of the way. I would go, well, thank you very much, and then move on. I never did that. I take my time when people call in, and there's no question that, you know, should not be asked. And it's okay. You can ask whatever you want, and that's why we're here on the air. We're here. It's always about the audience. I would tell my students, it's never about you. It's always about the audience. And that way, and the audience knows. It's amazing to me. They know when you're sincere. They know when you're razzing or jazzing them. They know. And the audience understands. Listen, you heard me promote and endorse and talk about the Strauss Heart Drops. It's a product. It's a company. They're there to they're in business. They're there to be profitable. But that doesn't mean that they're corrupt, that business is corrupt, right? They're there to provide a service. And so many of these great supplement companies, and I know who the good ones are and I know who the bad ones are, they do things to create good products to help people. So many of these big supplement companies, so many of them that are still individually owned, or just a few, they're inspired and driven by the owner who wants to help people. And the Strauss family is a good example of that. So, you know, the audience understands, and they don't. What they resent, Wayne, is when you're, and excuse the expression, pimping the product. They don't like that. You can promote it. You can endorse it. And so when you hear me talk about the Strauss products, I talk about them because I know they're good botanical dietary products and supplements. They work. They're well formulated. The research, the support, the ingredients contained in these products is manifold. There's so much research. So I just want to make the audience understand that when I talk about them, I'm not pimping the product. I'm trying to provide a answer, a solution to the problem. And the problem we're addressing today, of course, is how to age successfully. And leads me to want to share with you, over the years, I've been doing this a long, long time. I said there are multiple causes of aging. I distilled it down to seven, what I call the seven deadly sins of aging, and then there are the seven virtues. And seven is sort of taken this from the seven deadly sins, in from a religious context. But it's a metaphor, the seven deadly sins of aging. Let me list them. Let me just tick them off, and then if you want to talk about them, we can. Well, number one, strip down processed foods loaded with salt, sugar, and fat. Number two, surplus calories, too much energy. Number three, stress in excess. Number four, sleep deficiency. Number five, too many stimulants and depressants. Number seven, number six, a sedentary lifestyle. And number seven, social and spiritual inadequacy. Those seven taken together, or any one by itself, can create problems. Some people are committing more than one, three, four, all at the same time. And it leads to disastrous consequences. So that, I live by those, following the seven virtues. For every sin, there is a virtue, right? And so that's, for me, those seven really get people in trouble. Stripped down processed foods, too much calories, stress, not enough sleep, stimulants and depressants, food, alcohol and drugs, sedentary lifestyle, and social and spiritual inadequacy. Those seven together.
There's some blockbusters on that list, Doc. As you said, any one of them can do it. And we've got a caller called in, Doc, so we're going to take a call right now. I'm sorry I didn't get the fellow's name, but Eddie from Missouri. Eddie, thanks for calling in today. What can we do for you?
Well, two questions. First one is spell your name, Doc.
Okay. My first name is Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. My last name is Garko, G-A-R-K-O, Michael Garko.
Thank you. What test was it that you got that showed that you had cancer in the first place?
Okay. When that lymph node, the first thing they did was they took a CAT scan of my neck, and I could see from the study that there were several lymph nodes that were very enlarged. They looked like golf balls. And so what they did was they put me in surgery the first time, and they took one of the lymph nodes out, and they did a biopsy. And then the biopsy revealed that the cancer was caused by HPV-16, which is the same virus that causes cervical cancer in women. And men, right now, across the U.S. and Canada and other countries, there is an epidemic of men dying from neck cancer, squamous cell carcinoma of the cervical lymph nodes, and nobody's talking about it. And that's how they found it. And, of course, a PET scan also revealed that I had cancer in my neck and I was stage four.
Stage four, huh?
Are you concerned for yourself, Eddie?
No, not. I just didn't catch it when you said what you had.
Yeah.
No,
I'm 79. Okay, so you're a little older than I am, and you always will be.
Yes.
So where do you live in Missouri? What part of Missouri do you live in?
Kansas City.
Oh, you live in Kansas City. Are you a football fan?
Yes.
You got a good team, man. you got a good team.
Kansas City, here well, I come.
Well, you know, how? Let me just ask you, just out of curiosity, how would you describe your diet? Do you think it's a healthy diet, a good somewhere in between? What do you think about the way you eat in your relationship with food? What do you think?
I eat pretty healthy. Don't eat anything fried. Don't drink.
Good. Good.
For the last 40 years. And
wow.
I never did smoke.
Good.
And I get quite a bit of exercise.
Excellent. How's your, are you under a lot of stress? No.
Well, I don't know how to answer that. I don't think so, but everybody's got stress.
Of course. Do you sleep well?
I sleep good for the first 5 hours, and then I wake up for a while, and then I go back to sleep and sleep the rest of the night. I only wake up once to go to the bathroom.
That's excellent. Sounds
like
to me,
things are going pretty good, Eddie, I would say. Really good.
Sounds good to me, Eddie, that you're leading a nice life. Do you live alone?
No.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
My
you have friends and family,
years.
Right?
She ain't
wow.
killed me yet.
Well, you know, the reason why I ask, you notice on my list of the seven deadly sins of aging, that last one, the notion of social and spiritual inadequacy. We are social creatures, and we are spiritual creatures, I believe, at heart. And I'm not using the word spiritual to mean religious. And to be connected to family and to know that others love you and care about you, that contributes to your health. It certainly does, and there's a lot of research to support that. So it sounds like you're having, you know, you lived a wonderful life. So you're 79. Wow. So you're 2 years. You were born 19. What? 41.
41.
40. Yeah. 19. What month?
July.
July. So you have a birthday coming up here.
Yeah.
It sounds like you have a nice life. You sound like you're doing the right things.
You sound much younger. I got to say, Eddie. I thought maybe you were going to say you played for the Chiefs.
Well, if I had a quarter, I'd give it to you.
Yeah, well.
Thank you for calling in today, Eddie. Appreciate your call, and God bless you, and keep up the good work.
Thanks for all
your
answers. Appreciate your show.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate you. See,
well,
that's nice.
There's a gentleman that had a pretty good start, Dr. Garko, didn't drink for a long, long time now, didn't smoke, ate pretty healthy and stayed active. That's some main ingredients there. Has his wife at home, so he's got some of the social. I think most everyone in the country or countries, Dr. Garko, has some form of angst over this this whole COVID and the lockdowns and so on and so forth.
Of course, there's no question about that.
So we have to be really conscious these days of that as well. I had a good friend to me yesterday tell me that he thought he was depressed, and this is not a fellow who I've known him for so long I would ever think would feel that way, but he did get COVID, and he was on oxygen for 8 weeks, so he's been under the weather for a while, but so it's getting to people. You know, we have to, I guess, Dr. Garko, you know, as you said, be grateful. I do that every day. I'm so grateful for everything. Return to health. I've never been gone hungry. I've always had a warm place to sleep. So, you know, great people around me. We got to find things to be grateful for and try and keep our spirits up. So people living alone might be extra challenged with things locked down in different places. I know here in Canada,
100%.
Most of the country's locked down again, Dr. Garko. Ontario for another three and a half weeks.
I heard that.
Cousins aren't getting together. I feel bad for the children. The schools are closed again. So they're not getting any of the social they like to play out at recess, play the ball game, see their cousins, friends, have sleepovers and so forth. It's all been taken away from them for most of the last year and change now. And I think we have to be mindful of the kids, too, to get them outside and get the ball out or whatever they like to do and keep them a bit active as well, eh?
Yeah, I think so. And what would be interesting, you know, what I learned over these many years in radio and TV was that the audience is off, you know, there are people sitting out there listening and watching, you know, when if you're streaming, that know a lot. And they may not have degrees in health or medicine or nutrition, but they figured out how to do things and to live, you know, that confer a health benefit. It would be interesting if people would be inclined to call the show and share what they do that they think contributes to their better health and to better aging. Certain things, certain foods that they may eat, certain things that they may do. It's always interesting to hear audience members talk about that. And,
I agree, Dr. Grock. You know, I'll give the phone number out again, and maybe we'll get some more folks calling in. To call into the show, folks, and to have a question for Dr. Garko or tell us your story, please call in to 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Dr. Michael Garko with us today, and I'll tell you, he can answer all your questions about nutrition and so forth. But, you know, Doc, again, just to repeat, I guess, for myself, my friend and I working out pretty religiously or faithfully for almost 3 years now, it'll be 3 years and another 2 months. Difference we both feel, we're both 67, stronger, able to, we're both active aside from this, but everything seems to be easier. It's sure good for the state of mind, because whether I go for a walk with my wife and dog on the beach or go with my friend in the morning and the dog and we go into the weight room, when I'm done, whatever level of angst I had, bad energy, I've always called it, is always diminished. Just spending that physical effort, you know, and every time it is. And it doesn't have to be strenuous, Doc. It can be a stroll.
So I typically, in terms of my physical activity, we either go to the gym, work out. My workout takes about an hour and a half. If I'm not doing my workout with weights, which is, you know, resistance training, then I walk 4.5 miles, and then I have two weights. Each one weighs 11.2 pounds. And as I'm walking, I do certain exercises with the weights, curls, presses.
That's incredible, Doc. I'll tell you, that is something. That is something that you can do. That you really got yourself in remarkable shape. We have a caller, a lady from Montana on the line.
Oh, good, excellent. Hi.
Yes, the name Todd. Laura Lee. Thanks for calling into the show with Dr. Garko and myself, Wayne Elliott. What can we do for you today?
Oh, you're so welcome. Wayne, I've been taking your StrausGuard drops for years now. And definitely, I tell everyone about them. You have something for gallbladder stones.
Strauss used to make something, a great formula for gallstones and kidney stones as well. They don't make them any longer. Unfortunately, they heart drops and four other original products. Maybe Dr. Garko, Laura Lee, could share something that might help you with a gallstone. Doc, do you have any ideas on that?
Okay. So, hi, Laura Lee. Have you been diagnosed with? Hi. Nice to talk with you. Thanks for calling the show today. Have you been diagnosed with kidney stones?
My daughter has gallbladder problems.
Oh, she has gallbladder problems. Okay. How old is she?
24 years old.
So, you know, what happens here with the gallbladder, the gallbladder is this small pouch that really sits underneath your liver, and it stores this thing called bile, that's produced by the liver. So after you eat, the gallbladder is empty and flat, like a deflated balloon. Before the meal, the gallbladder may be full of bile about the size of a small pear. Now, this becomes important, this gallbladder, because it helps with a lot of different things. For example, it helps with the digestion of fats. And so what doctors, it seems some doctors, not all, are very eager to remove that gallbladder. If it can be saved, I always tell people, go get a second opinion and see if there's a way to not have it removed, because it's going to have consequences over time. And, you know, it leads to all sorts of other issues as well. And is she taking any medication? What are they doing for her right now?
No, she's just trying to change her diet because she has been on a lot of sugar and fats and
fried foods.
So fried foods, we're really trying to cut back on everything for her because we don't eat that way. But these big millennials,
I know the young people are real fond of the drive-thrus and the French fries and so forth. These are not. So that'd be part of the problem, Doc, would it not?
Well, yes. I had a producer. She was fabulous. She was a young woman. She was 26, 27. She had her gallbladder removed at one point. It was a shame. And it presented all sorts of challenges. The diet, it becomes very critical here in dealing with gallbladder. So, you know, you want to stay away from fried foods, processed foods. I don't know what her diet is like now, but it's never too late.
It's starting to change. No.
Oh, excellent. That's excellent. And we hope that, you know, I can't prescribe and treat because I'm a PhD and not an MD. So I have to be careful how I say it. But I can tell you that the literature says that diet is a key here. She needs to change that diet.
Dr. Gerko, we've got to take a break for commercial. Laura Lee, thank you for calling in, love, and I hope you your daughter does much better. And call in again and tell us how she's doing, please.
It was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were to drink it, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So they receive with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you.
you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
This week only, we're offering 10% off all products found at thepowermall.com. That's right, 10% off all Power Mall products through the end of the week. That's 10% off all Power Mall products, excluding all drop-shipped items. Call Jay right now at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or as always, buy from the good guys, buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, offer valid this week only.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, folks. The Power Hour. Glad to have you with us today. Wayne Elliott, your honored host, and Dr. Michael Garko with us today, talking about nutrition and the ways to age successfully. The last caller there, Laura Lee, calling in, their young daughter with gallbladder issues, a change of diet. You know, if we eat too many fried foods, there's no question that we may have troubles in more ways than another. And you can't ever go wrong, can you, Doc, with fresh or raw vegetables and fruit as a good part of your diet?
Yeah. What I was going to say to Laura Lee. Now, it's easy for me to say that for her granddaughter, if she could move more towards a plant-based diet, now, is it sort of ironic we're talking about aging successfully? Her granddaughter is relatively young. She's in her 20s, and she's already having an issue with the gallbladder. And, something's got to give here. Sooner, she has to change her diet. That's at the top of the list. You know, chronic gallbladder disease involves gallstones and mild inflammation. It can lead to all sorts of issues. You have pain and nausea, abdominal discomfort after you eat, chronic diarrhea. I mean, it's really very unpleasant. So here she is. If they remove that gallbladder, she will struggle for the rest of her life trying to digest fats.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if she were my client, I would put her on a diet that we try to move her away from those processed foods, fried foods, more plant-based. You can't convert somebody over if they don't want to do that. You can't do it. But you give them better meat options for their diet. I'm a big believer in a plant-based diet. Some people go 100% plant-based. There's a lot of research to support the benefits of a plant-based diet. What we know
so
is this is
on
interesting,
your system, Doc. It's so easy on our system to start with, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And, it's so easy for our digestive system. Our heart isn't working all night trying to run our digestive system to break down that steak or roast beef. And there's nothing wrong with that either. But if you ate it in the quantities that I always used to, Doc, I might have slept, but I don't think my systems did. They had to be working.
Well, you can take, there are different diets that are out there. When I use the word diet, I'm not talking about weight loss diet. I'm talking about weight loss, I'll say weight loss diet. But let's take the Mediterranean diet, for example. The people that live in that area of the world, the Mediterranean basin, Italy, France, Spain, Greece, and so on, that Mediterranean diet, literally thousands of studies now on the Mediterranean diet. What's interesting, it is not 100% plant-based. It does allow for the consumption of meat. The difference is that with the meal, the meat doesn't occupy the entire plate. And then you just have, you know, a gratuitous presentation of some vegetables and a salad. It's just a small piece of meat, whatever it might be. All right? So that doesn't have to be 100%. You don't have to be a vegan to eat a plant-based diet.
What they called years ago the Toronto Hospital Diet. And what it was in fact to keep patients healthy while they lost weight for a surgery. They'd be required, the doctor would want them to lose some weight for a surgery. And so the Toronto Hospital Diet, what it really was a wonderful vegetable soup with cabbage was an ingredient. But there were lentils and chickpeas, so there was some protein in there. It was colorful. They had tomatoes. There was a number of vegetables in it. And this is what they would do, and they'd want folks to lose 20 or 30 pounds before some treatment or surgery, and it was very effective. So you don't even have to you don't even have to be hungry or go hungry to lose weight. It can be your choice of foods, Doc.
Yes.
Do you agree?
Yes, 100%. I would recommend that the audience, there's a website called Nutrition Facts, NutritionFacts, FACTS.org. There you will find interesting information. Dr. Michael Greger runs that site, and Dr. Greger is a legitimate doctor. He's a wonderful physician. You'll learn a lot about a plant-based diet. There are, you know, Cleveland Clinic, they have their approach too, and some of the practitioners of a plant-based diet, they will say to you, plant-based diet, no meat, no dairy, and then the real strict ones will say no oil. Now, it turns out that people with chronic heart disease, and they've done studies now, and when they put them on that diet, no plant-based diet, no meat, no dairy, and no oil, not even olive oil, they are able to do quite well and resume a better quality of life. That when they go off of that and they include oil back into the diet, they revert back to the diseasing of the arteries. It's quite interesting how that all works. Number of books have been written about this. Now, some people find that too. I like olive oil. It's in my diet. You know, I grew up in a multi-ethnic family. My parents were immigrants. Olive oil was very much a part of the household and the cooking, and I grew up on a Mediterranean diet. So, but the doctors, Dr. Esselstyn, Caldwell Esselstyn, Dr. Esselstyn, he is a big believer in that approach. no meat, no dairy, and no oil.
What is it that the oil, what is the thinking or the idea behind the oil being a negative, Doc?
Because the oil gets oxidized and damages the arteries. And the people with even with the olive oil, he has found, Dr. Esselstyn has found that to be the case. And there are a number of proponents of this approach. Dr. Neil Barnard. Then you have, of course, Dr. Colin Campbell. Then you have Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn. Now, Dr. Esselstyn is an interesting character. He's very strict, and he's a surgeon. He's a heart surgeon. And
with respect to the oil, because like you, I've grown up with olive oil, and to this day, I use it daily on my big green salad. We do cook with it some. So would it make a difference if one was using a light olive oil? Because I often do buy the light. It's lighter in color and all. Would that be a step in the right direction?
What you want with olive oil is I have now been able to find wonderful organic olive oil. And you want organic extra virgin olive oil. Organic extra virgin olive oil. And some people cook with coconut oil because it can withstand higher temperatures than olive oil. Now, there's some mixed back and forth on olive oil, whether cooking at a high temperature will oxidize it. But I use extra organic extra virgin olive oil. And that's what I use, and I find that, Dr. Esselstyn, Caldwell Esselstyn, you'll find him out there on the internet and read what he has to say, and he's based on his experience as a surgeon. You know, many, 20, 30 years ago, he was doing, all kinds of heart procedures to keep people alive, and the people were still dying, and he said, I have to find another way. And he did the research, and he started putting his patients on a whole food, plant-based diet, no meat, no dairy, no oil. And the patients that they sent to him were patients that were going to die. And so he was able to send them home on that diet, and they had better quality of life, and they had better cardiovascular health, and they lived longer. But when they reverted, when they put the oil back in, and he'll tell you, because I've seen him give talks, when they put the oil back into their diet, disease process set in again. So that's his point of view. Not everybody agrees with it, but I thought I'd share it.
Son of a gun, I'm glad you told me about the oil. Luckily, I usually do buy the extra virgin. I had no idea that... it might have the effect you're talking about. I just thought it was probably the right thing to do, and less fat and so forth, or calories. And I'm glad you mentioned that. I tried the coconut oil once for cooking, and I didn't care for it because it had the taste of coconut. Would the grapeseed oil be any good to cook with, Doc?
Some people cook with it. Yeah, some people cook with it, and if you're going to use olive oil, I saute with it from time to time, not every day. I still think fats are very vulnerable to heat and light. Fats and oils are very vulnerable to heat and light. And so if you got that skillet all fired up and you have the olive oil in there and it's smoking, that can't be good, man. It just can't be good. So... I use the olive oil once in a while.
Oxidized in this respect means, I know what it means to me in a ship or a steel, but...
rust. It means rust. And what happens here, exactly, same thing happens. It's oxidation. Radical oxygen species. It's sort of like rusting inside of your arteries. The same principle. The cells get damaged. These radical oxygen species kill the cell. And they get damaged that line the arteries, the endothelium. You have these endothelial cells inside that lining, the different cells inside that endothelium lining of the arteries. they get damaged and from these oxidized molecules, right? These free radicals, and they damage the artery. Same concept. Oxidation, rusting.
You know, one of the things in common in my family, Doc, we were, since 1926, the family was in the food business and started out with a little grocery store in my grandparents' front room of their apartment, but ended up being a provisioner to the Great Lakes freighters, the shipping industry, and supplying the groceries and supplies. And so we always were lucky. We always had enough to eat, and we ate a lot of meat, the family did. Used to be considered a good thing, and we were fortunate, you know, to have fresh meat every day. But, you know, I also mentioned at the top of the show that a lot of us checked out early with heart disease. And
Well, there's a book I would recommend to your audience to read. It's called Omnivore's Dilemma. I highly recommend that you read this book. It's by Michael Pollan, P-O-L-L-A-N. Michael Pollan is not a nutritionist. He is a fabulous, highly respected journalist. That book, it's a natural, Omnivore's Dilemma. He talks about CAFOs, concentrated animal feeding operations. They're called CAFOs. They do that with cattle. They do it with chicken. They're raised in these horrible conditions where disease spreads, and they give them antibiotics and so on. Eating that kind of meat, you're flirting. You're flirting with danger. You're flirting with disease. It's not the meat. You know, eating meat is not inherently necessarily a bad thing. It's how much and the quality of the meat and how the animals were raised and what they were fed.
Right. Well, I don't think it was, it's not nature's way, Doc, to give cattle antibiotics. Apparently, cattle for our meat consume more chemical pharmaceutical antibiotics than we humans do. But it's not because they're sick. It apparently makes them grow faster, gain weight.
I've heard it related
many times to how younger girls are developed at a younger age. Now people are bigger.
Yes.
There's no question about people being bigger. The guys that—that's
hormones. You're talking about you're talking about hormones. They're giving the antibiotics to the cattle, Wayne, because the cattle are standing knee deep in their own manure, and they got feces all over them. And when they take them to the slaughter, there's feces all over these carcasses. If they don't give them the antibiotics, they're going to get diseased. It's a breeding ground for bacteria. That's why they're giving them the antibiotics. They give them the hormones to make them grow faster and bigger. They do it with the chickens. And they put the chickens in these concentrated animal feeding operations, thousands of chickens. The chickens get so big, their breasts get so big, they can't even walk. And there's no sunlight in them. And there's chicken manure everywhere. It is disgusting.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and so read the book, Omnivore's Dilemma. You'll think twice. Instead of eating free-range cattle or free-range chicken, you'll think twice before doing that.
might think twice about the second cheeseburger, eh, Doc?
The second cheeseburger. The first one can cause all kinds of problems. The second one is, you know,
I'll tell you.
Yeah, food is to be enjoyed. You can learn to eat and have a relationship with food that is healthy and enjoyable. It just doesn't have to be a forced march through the Burmas of jungle, the jungles of Burma in the summertime. You know, that's not what it should be. Food is to be enjoyed. And there's a, you know, look at the Mediterranean diet. That is a wonderful way to eat. I was raised on that diet. It's wonderful. And you can enjoy the food and spices.
You bet. Well, much healthier. But it turns out, I mean, I'm talking about myself again in my younger life. You really shouldn't go to bed so full that you can hardly breathe. You shouldn't be in that state when you're done your dinner. You ought to quit first. I think sometimes, Doc, I used to eat faster just to make sure I get it into me before my stomach told my brain, hey, back off. You know, so it's just not... I can think of times in the old days, geez, indigestion through the night and heartburn, and these are not, there's a reason for that. And when we misbehave too much, overeat, or too much of the wrong things, these are the, our body gives us that signal, doesn't it? It's not right.
It'll tell you, and when I work with clients, one of the, you know, when I was younger, you know, I would bombard them with all these things to do. I don't do that anymore. And you can't force people to do things. And when I talk with clients, I talk with them about, I spend a lot of time exploring their relationship with food. What do they eat? Why do they eat? When do they eat? Where do they eat? With whom do they eat? That relationship with food, by the way, begins in utero. What your mother ate during her pregnancy begins to shape your relationship with food when you're born. And we know this. I'll give you one quick example. Women who gain a lot of weight during pregnancy and give birth to an overweight baby, the baby, the genes, the sequence of the genes doesn't change, but the expression of the genes change. Those babies have a high, and this is based on research, it's not my opinion, those babies, when they start to grow up, have a greater propensity to become obese. It's already coded. They're coded to become obese. So your relationship with food is about, it's, that's where you have, that's how you, that's another way to talk about this. What is your relationship with food? What you eat, why you eat, where you eat, with whom you eat, all of these things. And that relationship is constituted of behaviors. And it's very hard to change people's eating behaviors. It's one of the hardest things to do. And so you got to go little by little, step by step. But it can be done. If you have a committed client who really wants to lose weight or live better, try to address their heart disease or whatever they may have. But, you know, we could talk a lot of, remember I said at the beginning of these 2 hours, for me, it all begins and ends with nutrition. The road to good health and wellness starts on the road to nutrition, and it will end on that road sooner or later. That's just my view. Some people may disagree with that.
Every good thing that we can do for ourselves, Doc, and everything we know isn't good that we can avoid. I've kind of called it over these past number of years a conscience, because my norm would be to fill up with gasoline, fill my pickup truck with gasoline, go in, and when I paid, well, there's the O. Henry bars and the other sweets, and I would almost always grab one or more and eat it before I got home. And now, you know, I have this conscience that fights with me, and so most times I don't. I'd be lying if I said I didn't sometimes, but most times I don't. I don't reach for the chocolate milk anymore that I love so much. So you have to have a bit of a conscience about it, and because we all know, I mean, we know when we're eating that second piece of chocolate cake that we're best if we didn't. But, we've got to do some policing of ourselves along the line, Doc.
Of course. In some other shows, I could talk with you about food addiction and how it is that food addiction happens. These foods that you mentioned that you're so fond of, you developed that relationship with those few foods at a very, very young age.
Yeah.
And it was formidable. And it got, you know, those behaviors are hard to break, man. Very difficult to break. But it can be done. So then the relationship with food is a key to aging successfully, to bring us back to the theme for today. Improving that relationship with food. And if you can find a good nutritionist or a dietitian who understands that, he or she can help you find a better way to better health through food and nutrition, you know, through food, your diet and nutrition. Diet and nutrition, of course, physical exercise, and all the other things that we talked about today.
Well, the other good news, Doc, is that in most cases you can recover and do better and have a healthier, happier existence, whether it's weight loss or other adjustments that need to be made. It's the human body is an amazing thing and has great recovery. I guess our recovery abilities do diminish as well as we get older. I know broke my last, well, my last major bones when I was 50. And boy, I was years before I could throw a football properly, actually, again. It took a long time to heal. When you're young, it seems to heal fast. And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we've got
to go to your point. You go to your point. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I know we're running out of time. To the point that you just made, a wonderful point, goes back to what I said at the very beginning of the show today. What Robin Holiday talks about, these maintenance mechanisms that we have in our body, we have to support those mechanisms so that the body can recover and help repair itself and to revitalize itself. It has the ability. Yes, it has the ability to do that, but you have to support it with good nutrition and good physical, you know, exercise, sleep, and rest. It doesn't do it out of the thin air. It, you know, it needs the building blocks of nutrition to do it. So
that's the
key.
Tools, Doc. That's the tools, right? You can have the greatest plumber, electrician, or carpenter in the world, but if he didn't have any tools, he wouldn't be able to do the job. So it's really they're all the tools.
You can't build the house or a ship without the materials. And
that's right.
Whatever materials you're using will determine the quality of that house or ship. If you're using lousy materials, the ship may sink or rust or whatever it does, or the house may, you know, roof may leak, the pipes may leak because you use lousy materials. Same thing with food. The quality of the food will determine the quality of your health.
It's a great comparison, Doc. Doc, before the music starts, I want to thank you for joining me today. It's always my pleasure to speak with you, whether it's on the radio or the telephone. I always learn something every time I talk to you, and I learned another great thing today or two. So thank you for being with us. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon, Doc. Thanks for listening today, folks. There's the music, and our time is done again. I've enjoyed it very much today. Thank you. The Power Mall, great place to shop for everything great when it comes to your natural health. God bless. We'll talk to you next time.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.